A local woman affected by the drug thalidomide has joined calls for a permanent financial settlement for people in her situation. Kim Fenton is the youngest person in the UK to be born with defects caused by the morning sickness drug taken by pregnant women in the 50s and 60s. There are another 18 people affected in Northern Ireland, and they all face losing a grant to help meet their rising healthcare costs if the government doesn't step in. Kim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Am I right in saying your final grant payment was last month?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Could you just describe for me just what your daily life is like? In what way are you affected by thalidomide?
Well, I have no legs at all, and I also have deformed arms, and each hand has four fingers in each hand. So that's my disability.
So your everyday tasks are much more difficult. And this grant, in what way has that grant helped you?
Well, we would use that for improving our properties, for accessibility, you know, alternative therapy, which wouldn't be available on the NHS, added personal assistance, cleaners, you know, health treatments, basically household bills, that kind of thing, you know. The majority of us are using it for home improvements to give us better accessibility. And if I can put that in context, when I moved into this home 24 years ago, obviously I was younger and I was more able, whereas now part of the house was inaccessible until I done a major extension 2 years ago.
So as you grow older, it becomes harder to cope. Maybe when you were younger, you managed better. And am I right in saying you've been very ill?
Yes, I have been very ill. In the last 18 months, I've ended up in the hospital twice, both times given less than 48 hours to live. So it was basically a cocktail of prescribed drugs that took a bad effect on my body and caused a very rare blood disorder. So I was very lucky to have made it.
So, as I say, there's you and there's other 18 people in Northern Ireland affected, and many people will be wondering what the future holds. We asked the Department of Health and Social Services and Public Safety, and they said in December 2009, England's Health Minister Mike O'Brien announced details of a £20 million three-year pilot scheme to explore a more personalised way of meeting the health needs of thalidomide survivors in England. In Northern Ireland, the then Health Minister Michael McGimsey met with representatives of the Thalidomide National Advisory Council and announced that a £1.1 million pilot scheme would be made available over 3 years to meet the needs of 18 thalidomide survivors here. And the pilot scheme funding will end in March 2013, and the national campaign is underway across the UK to have this funding made permanent.
Yes.
So when the funding ends in 2013, they're going to look at how they might make it more permanent. But when they say a pilot scheme to explore a more personalised way of meeting the health needs.
Yes. Can I just explain, you know, each of us have maybe six major problems, and they're quite severe. For example, it's now realised that we have severe nerve damage. I have it myself. We are also having to have shoulder reconstruction, hip replacements, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, our health has deteriorated drastically, and obviously this money has made a major change in all of our lives. It's given us independence, dignity and choice, basically. So,
well, Edwin Poach has met a delegation, I believe, of people with thalidomide in Parliament buildings in Stormont just this year to discuss particular needs and the future.
Correct. We actually met Edwin at the end of March. Obviously, he couldn't commit himself because, you know, he has procedures to follow, but certainly he was extremely sympathetic and you know, he listened to all of our concerns and has taken everything on board that we've said.
You say you got your last payment last month, but according to this statement, they say the funding will end in March 2013?
Well, it actually, the final payment was made last month.
Mm.
So it's due to be renewed in 2013.
Ah, right. So the future for you is a deteriorating health situation, and this money makes life better for you.
Absolutely, yes. It's given us, you know, opportunities that, you know, we've never had before in major work to the house, which, for example, you know, I used to be able to go up and downstairs all the time, and now I can't do that, so I've had to build a downstairs bedroom and a downstairs bathroom for accessibility, and at the minute I'm now using the health grant of this year to extend the back of my house to give me more accessibility in my kitchen and my dining room.
Yes, it's kind of, if you've been using your arms and your shoulders as you would your legs, it's not doing much for your shoulder joints, is it?
No,
swinging it around
is.
Like that. It's okay when you're 18.
It is.
Yeah, but I'm not being rude about your age, but
no.
We're all there, but you're coming 50, so it must be a lot tougher.
Yes, I mean, I need reconstructive surgery on my shoulder, but unfortunately it can't be operated on because my bone structure is so complex. I also need a hip replacement, and they've also refused to do that for me because it wouldn't make any difference. Again, my bone structure doesn't allow that operation to happen. So it's constant pain all day long, basically, and it's reduced my independence, you know, a large amount.